Lucille Seibert, come on up here. Seibert, Lucille.
Thank you. The Granada. Every Friday night, my dad went to the bar. So my mom took me and my brother to the movies, mostly to the Granada in Malden. I loved the Granada. Thick red carpet with gold swirlies, huge movie posters framed in gold. We bought candy, and almost always I had jujubes. In the dark theater, we followed the usher, his flashlight aimed at the carpet, and settled in our plush seats as previews of coming attractions came on the screen. I would put a jujube in my mouth and try to guess the flavor. My mom wasn't too picky about the movies we saw. She just wanted to get out of the house. We watched a lot of cowboys and Indians and aliens from outer space. Cowboys and Indians I could handle, but aliens creeped me out. If it got too bad, I'd leave my seat, sit in the ladies' lounge till the movie ended, reading Christian Science Monitor and Watchtower. Walking home from the bus, we spoke in low voices. Soon all three of us were home and fast asleep in our beds, long before my dad came home from the bar.
Thanks, Lucille. Nice poem. Nancy Esther, come on up here.
Okay. Yeah, that makes it easier. Thank you. Yes, please. Okay. Okay, last week I was at the St. David's Writers Conference, which was meeting in Grove City, and the poetry instructor was Barbara Crooker. Barbara Crooker was here in Pittsburgh reading a couple of times last year, once at the Carnegie Library in Oakland and once at the Pittsburgh Poetry Society. So the theme of the conference this year was Writers Under Construction, and she gave as her prompt for our writing in class one day, a writer's tools. Now, a lot of people in the class took this rather literally and wrote about their favorite pen or something like that, but I took this in a rather different direction. The tools a poet carries. The time your older brother praised you for the way you colored in Snow White's picture. The hot afternoon your mother grew angry because you couldn't answer a grown-up's questions. The story about something you don't remember doing, how you got out of line the first day of kindergarten. Movies you made up in your head when your parents put you to bed too early. Walks in the park with your father, gathering violets to take home. Dolls kept in a window seat drawer, pulled out to perform your latest play. An air raid drill in the middle of gym class, you crying in the underground shelter because you'd left your Mickey Mouse watch upstairs. A girl in seventh grade who didn't like you, slapping your face in the cloakroom for no reason you could figure out. Eighth grade graduation, a first prize in writing, but you looked fat in your white dress and sang off key at the end of your solo. All your replayed moments, the memory hooks that won't let go, the story that is yours. Thank you.
Thank you there, Nancy. A Rose by any other name. Come on up here, Rose.
Thank you.
Stand, you're set.
What? Do you want me to stand?
No.
Okay, I can sit, I can stand, I can do both. Hi, I'm Rose. I have a title for this poem. It says, I See. My thoughts that tend to elongate a long time, sitting there on my chair, growing fat thumbnails. Auburn and blue tills my mind, leaning on a stoop. The color of the walls never mattered. Strangely, between the blinds, I find spare parts and bright air that's rarely been there. Gaps for glue, porch cement, a trellis that climbs to very full, atop the lonely mess, all these eyes I look out from now, watching everything fly, crawl so small, oh, more I see.
Come on up there. Andrew? Yeah, that'd be you. All right, knock them
on. I signed my name under number 8.
Man, one of those is a good guy.
Yeah. I don't know any of you. I'm from Syracuse, New York. I have some days in Pittsburgh, and I looked on the internet for a poetry event, and this was it. Yeah. So this poem is called Returning to Perth, Ontario. How many fragments of myself I still find here, embedded in meaty pink granite, flung shrapnel of younger flesh. Some like chisels would come to me in dreams the years I slept by the ocean on prairies too far to make the trip awake. Waiting for the light at the corner of Gore and Foster, I wonder about the young woman dressing headless mannequins in the window display at Shaw's. She's pretty in the wholesome, unself-conscious way of my hometown. Do I see pieces of a face I once knew? She's the right age, the age we were when I lived here. The way pain throbs in the soldier's missing limb, the way a stillborn kicks and squirms. Our lives grow cluttered with absent things. In the missing fields near my childhood home, I hide suburbs behind bales of fresh-cut hay, beneath the rabbit tracks, down groundhog holes. We all look for a place we can barely recall, stuck in the worn-through crease of a wordless map, hoping to return, avoid, running simultaneously to and from home, a permanent dead zone magnetic with memory. Thanks.
Good poems there, Syracuse. Andrew from Syracuse, my man, all right.